coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2019 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, the atypical sports car, Subaru Confidence in Motion, by the Subaru BRZ, the formula for performance, and by Continental Tire, for what you do. Tis another Subaru Canada presentation of your National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Donna Pollard is back as our Supreme Commander in Raceline Master Control. That's good. Josh Santos entrusted with the network. This week, focus NASCAR, shall we? Canada's Stuart Friesen recounts his historic NASCAR Truck Series maiden victory. Veteran Jason Hathaway tells us why he came back to the NASCAR Canada Series and the critical role that tires play in short track stock car racing. We get to hear John Force's ultra-animated response to his 150th career drag racing victory, plus our world-famous Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. In the race wrap news, Happy Harvick, just enough gas at Michigan. The best biker in Canada is a young man, while McLaren's in for a full IndyCar effort next year. So for race fans everywhere, powerful sport, powerful radio, 27 years on the air across Canada, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Gilles Deferrin, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Here we go. Latest news and opinion for you on the Raceline Race Wrap. NASCAR busy at Michigan International in AM 800 CKLW coverage. More than a few Canadians in the pews for sure. Kevin Harvick saved just enough gasoline to take a second win of the season, passing Joey Logano for the lead for good with 17 laps to go. Denny Hamlin second. Kyle Larson scored third. Harvick won this race last year, so he goes back-to-back. Cup points into the night run at Bristol. Kyle Busch fifth at Michigan, leads Martin Truex Jr., who was fourth, by 96. Cup clippings. Had a listener ask me about this recently, may remember. NASCAR must soon deliver the terms of the renewed charter system to the teams, who will find out if they get an increase in league revenue from 2021 through 2024. NASCAR has until November the 1st to give the teams the scoop. Under the current deal, the teams this year will share about $260 million in total to be distributed amongst themselves, the money coming from, well, TV, tracks, and NASCAR. NASCAR Xfinity at Mid-Ohio. Austin Cindric, is this kid hot? Second win in a row in the Xfinity Series. Trucks at Michigan. Austin Hills wins that. Canada Stuart Friesen eighth. Coming up, lots more. Stu is our special guest later in the show to rewind his first career truck win at Eldora. Of course, the trucks head to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Toronto, the August 25th weekend. NASCAR Canada, Trois-Rivières, Quebec, LP Dumoulin, hometown hero, wins this. General Tire, a brand of Continental, is their official race tire. And coming up on our first guest segment, veteran Jason Hathaway is back to talk about those General Tires and his return to the series. Formula One, tis their summer break. They don't fire up again until September 1st with the Belgian Grand Prix. F1 points into Spa. Hamilton still leads Bottas by 62 in drivers. Mercedes' lead on Ferrari in constructors is 150. A decision on whether or not Rich Energy, that's the energy drink, will continue as the title sponsor of the American Haas team will be made during this summer time off. Rich Energy said they were terminating their title sponsorship of the team due to poor performance, only for the company to claim the tweet was posted by what they describe as a rogue individual and that they're committed to their agreement with the F1 outfit. Well, William Story, is he the rogue guy? Not sure. No longer affiliated with the drink firm. We can tell you that at least. One thing we do know is true. Haas's results this year have been awful. IndyCar, no, it's not a new team, really, but the amalgamation of two existing squads. McLaren comes in full-time next year, hooking up with Aero Schmidt-Peterson to be known as Aero McLaren Schmidt-Peterson. Logical. Former Raceline Radio guest Gilles Ferrin will be in charge. They will switch from Honda Power to Chevy. Drivers? Well, Canada's James Hinchcliffe, currently completing his fifth season with the team, has a year left on his contract. If he stays, you gotta think he'll have to ditch his personal services contract with Honda. Sweden's Marcus Ericsson, he won wants to stay too. McLaren's Zach Brown indicating, kind of a roundabout way, he values Hinch, and he is also, he says, going to honor the promise of a car when Robert Wickens is ready to return. This is going to get interesting. The Continental Tire Sports Car Report is brought to you by Continental Tire for what you do. Has been the year of the streak, hasn't it? Coming out of Road America, the IMSA Sports Car Championship into its last quarter as winning streaks were extended in all four classes at Road America. Mazda Team Yost taking its third straight in DPI. The Mathiasen Motorsport Orica team picking up its fourth straight in LMP2. Chip Ganassi Racing 4GT squad going back-to-back in GTLM. And Canada's number 9 Pfaff Motorsports Porsche 911 GT3R team taking its second straight GTD class wins. They come in clusters. The National Hot Rod Association is between national events. There's social media prolific with audio, video, and photos galore of career win number 150 for funny car legend John Force beating Ron Capps in the final at Seattle. Both, of course, former Raceline Radio guests. The best interview in pro sport, bar none, did not downplay win 150. Of course not. He told Fox Sports in no uncertain terms that monkey is finally off his back.
I've been screwed up for 25 races. Where is that monkey? I love that monkey now. So I just want to say, to all the guys that were part of 150, you're all part of my life. But I want to tell you, Austin Coyle, I love you. You stood by me, called me every week, said I was screwed up, but I could still drive. God bless you, you and Bernie Federle. We finally made it! It's 150!
And there are Canadian connections. The Bernie Federle Force mentioned there is from Edmonton for TSN 1260, longtime co-crew chief with Austin Coyle. From 92 to 2012, Federle and Coyle tuned Force to 109 national event wins and 13 NHRA Funny Car Championships. Wow! Interesting to remember, too. Here's another Canadian connection. John Force's very first win, his very first Wally, was earned at Sanair, Montreal, in 1990. The Rally News is a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. England's Gus Greensmith going to replace the injured Elfyn Evans in M Sport Ford Rally team's lineup when they go to Germany. Gus subbing for Evans in Finland as the Welshman recovers from a back injury sustained in a hard landing off a jump. Ouch. Greensmith and co-driver Elliot Edmondson have been given the nod ahead of other contenders, including Eric Camilli and Hayden Padden. Well, isn't this just terrific? Bikes. Canadian Superbike season finale to decide it all at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, and we were there for part of it. Last week's guest, Ben Young, had a 59-point advantage on Jordan Zoke heading in to race one. So despite a crash in qualifying mucked up by the rain, his third place finish in race one, good enough for Young to clinch his first career Canadian Superbike Championship, breaking Zoke's winning streak at four in a row. Race number two, photo finish, Kenny Reedman wins that, and that'll close out the season, and what a story it is. Ben Young should be on the show with us next week. World MotoGP Spielberg, Austria. Andrea Dovizioso on his Ducati made a stunning last corner pass on Marc Marquez on the Honda to win it. Marquez holds a 58-point lead on Dovi, as he's called, in the standings. Faces in the pits. Dave Gravel wins the Daytona 500 of sprint car racing. That would be the 59th running of the Knoxville Nationals in Knoxville, Iowa. He overtook on lap 14. He took the lead away and on the 50 lap A main and never did look back. So good on Dave Gravel for that. Robin Miller at Racer.com with an update on two-time Indianapolis 500 winner and two-time Toronto Indy winner and former Raceline Radio guest Al Unser Jr. DUI last May, Unser's third of the last 12 years, could have resulted in jail time, but no, given probation. Ordered to serve 480 hours of community service while being monitored for a year by SoberLink. It seemed little Al was sober since moving to Indianapolis in 2016, built a house in nearby Avon, helped launch Harding Racing with Colton Herta, who's won a race already. Roger Penske sent him an email congratulating him, saying it was good to see him smile again, but obviously little Al still has a lot of work to do. And that'll wrap it up for this week on The Race Wrap. I'd like to hear from you. Share your thoughts and theories with fellow fans across the land. Could win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest if you qualify to win. We play that contest in a few short minutes. Okay, Donna, let's do the pit stop. It's still to come. NASCAR Canada veteran Jason Hathaway and NASCAR Truck Series recent winner, Canada's own Stuart Friesen. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. A range of performance drive this week at your local Subaru dealer anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Stuart Friesen, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority. Yes, indeed, the Raceline Radio Network. Raceline Radio and the Ed Hackinson crew go back well to the very first days of this program in 1992. Their Chaco and Fast Eddie apparel lines and their racing in the NASCAR Canada or NASCAR Pinty's series. Jason Hathaway grabbed the tiller of the family's late model, and then he married into the outfit with Ed's daughter, Jamie. Jason ran the series for 13 seasons before he had some family things to do, family affairs, but has returned to the seat this season. About that, and to talk about as well the importance of tires in short track wars, especially since our broadcast partner Continental makes their general sneakers the series runs on. We welcome back Jason Hathaway on Raceline Radio.
You were in the series as certainly one of the veterans and the front runners, and then you decided to take a little bit of time off for family, and then you rejoined the series. Was there a particular reason why you decided to jump back into the number three and have at it for a full combat?
I was kind of out of it last year, you know, out of the driver's seat, but we're still in it with a rental program with another driver, which was a good learning experience. I felt maybe halfway through the year that I did miss getting in the driver's seat, and you know, but I didn't mind the coaching side as well, the team and the driver we had. So I took some time off, you know, family time. We built a new house and everything else, so
right,
I was
right.
Eating up a lot of time with work and so on. So when Kubota Canada approached us about coming involved full-time this year, we talked to a few drivers, actually, myself and a few other drivers, and I felt the best fit for our team was for me to get back in the car, and time allowed it from our side, so it was a decision we made as a team and as a family, and I'm glad we did. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, and a lot of fans are as well. I suppose it's that old thing. It's almost like that A.J. Foyt thing where, you know, you see him jumping out of the car to fix something that he doesn't think the crew is doing right. I mean, you can coach all you like, but there's that itch to say, you know, maybe it's best if I just get right back in, because once you've been in there and once you've tasted it, to take a season off is not easy, and you always itch to get back in, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And we still ran some pro late model races, across Ontario. We ran some big races, and then we went to Riverside in Nova Scotia and ran out there three or four times. So
sure.
That was fun. Ate up a lot of time, ate up a lot of money, but, you know, it's always good to get back into the NASCAR circuit. It's the premier, you know, division in Canada, and then the drivers and talent, it's by far one of the best racing series that goes on, and honestly, still a bit of a hidden secret is our series, the Pinty series, but we're trying to do our best and promote it and grow, and the fans, you know, you do the autograph sessions every week, and the fans that come up to you and say, glad you're back.
Yep.
You don't think of all the people that watch you or have watched you for the last 130 races, last 12 or 13 years. So
That's right.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, no, it is. Jason Hathaway, driver of the number three Team 3 Red Kubota Chevrolet for Ed Hackinson Racing in the NASCAR Canada or the NASCAR Pinty Series, our guest on Raceline Radio. Family friends of ours going right back to the earliest days of Raceline. Your tire, the racing tires, general tires, made by our broadcast partners at Continental. And, you know, it's not Formula One where you have a multitude of compounds and, you know, and there's, you know, allotments like crazy and tire warmers and all kinds of stuff like that. But you know something? I'm thinking that a short track late model stock car racing application is not an easy thing, because you basically only got one tire, and that sort of has to do the entire job everywhere, doesn't it?
It's been a great tire. Racing from the very first race at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park on the road course, we were putting down fastest laps that any of us have ever been around that track, and new track records. And
nice.
I believe we broke a track record every racetrack we've been to in qualifying.
I think so, yep. I think you're right.
So far this year. So with Continental coming in, we're starting fresh, a fresh blank script from everybody, and it's been great. It's real good tire wear. You know, once the fall-off comes in, the tires, you know, 10, 15 laps in, they just stabilize. And it's
perfect.
It produces real good racing. Our first oval event at Jukasa Motor Speedway, Andrew Ranger won, and he got it mixed up in the pits, and he only took left side tires, so he ran the full race 250 laps on the right side tires. So
wow, that's good.
If that doesn't show you the wear and stability in the manufacturing, you know, nothing else will.
Yeah, no, you're right. And as you say, it's got to do everything at a myriad of tracks that are some are abrasive more than others, and that's good that this thing has worked itself in well and seems to serve all different applications, and the guys are getting used to it. Now, I understand that the Hathaway Hackinson clan is getting ready to expand by one. Wife Jamie has been a good friend of ours. You've already got Hudson, your son, and now another one is on the way. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. It's an exciting time, September 3rd. Expecting another baby boy or baby girl. We're not sure which yet. We'll leave that surprise in our life to figure out which direction we're going to go. Either blue clothes or pink clothes. We'll figure that one out when it comes. But, yeah, no, pretty excited. All the
good for you.
Family's happy, and my wife's she's pretty pretty special to be following me around racetrack, keeping up with the business at Choco and Fast Eddie. And
absolutely.
Everything she's got on her plate to be a mother in this heat this summer is pretty brave.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I say, good friends of ours right from the very beginning. Congrats on getting back into the series. Thanks so much for the endorsement on the General Tires made by Continental, and continued success this year. And good luck on the baby, and we'll be checking back in to find out whether it's a boy or a girl.
Great, Eric. Thanks for chatting with me. Always good to talk to you.
Talking about those General Racing Tires by Continental and his welcomed return to the NASCAR Canada Series, there's good guy Jason Hathaway in Raceline Radio. He was sixth at Trois-Rivières. I don't think it's a stretch to call Hathaway Hackinson the first family of Canadian stock car racing. Good friends to them all, and for an awful long time, right back to the first days of this program. All right, Donna, let's put down another pit stop here, but still to come, the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then, Canadian NASCAR Truck Series winner, Stuart Friesen. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
All right. This is Billy F. Gibbons, and you're listening to Raceline Radio. Have mercy.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. You can have a boo at my Thomas Tales columns in Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine and on the web at sportsnet.ca. So away we fly once again with the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Another grand prize to win if you qualify by answering the Subaru trivia questions correctly in your emailed comments. And if you do that, we'll smile a lot, and your entry will go into the break drum with the winner drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season. Got to give you the answer to the old question, yes. Donna demanded that I change the question, so we have done that, but I need to give the answer to the old one. That's only fair. Peak power in the 310-horsepower turbocharged boxer engine in the 2019 Subaru WRX STI is 6,000 horsepower. That's when she really kicks in, okay? Good, and a lot of people had that, and we do thank you for doing a little research. That's the name of the game. And coming up with that to get your entry in there for a chance to win the pack. The new qualifying trivia question is this one. The 2019 Subaru BRZ is the Raceline Radio Network special event summer cruiser, as you probably know. But you need to tell me what the initials BRZ, or listening in the state, Z, stand for, okay? New qualifying question, the 2019 Subaru BRZ is the Raceline Radio Network special event summer cruiser. What do the initials BRZ or Z stand for, okay? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect and enter the trivia contest to have a chance to win the prize pack. Eric at racelineradio.ca, capital E-R-I-K, the symbol at, Raceline Radio, no gap, .ca, okay? And you get that thing in here and a chance to win the prize pack. Let's go to the mail. Before we do that, we're just talking about Subaru and the BRZ. Thanks to the Toronto Subaru Club and Subaru Corporate for hosting another fantastic Subaru Hyper Meet this afternoon as we're talking at the Subaru Mothership headquarters in Mississauga. Place was jammed. That parking lot, Fuji next door, their parking lot, with all kinds of jazzed up Subarus. It was a fantastic show, as it normally is. Thank you to the Toronto Subaru Club for hosting that. And of course, Dan Alika and Julie Lyshak in the head office at Subaru for, you know, lining that all up. Joe Felstein was around there as well. And we had a great time this afternoon. Had the cruiser down there. And it was great just to get together with fellow Subaru enthusiasts hosted by the Toronto Subaru Club for a great hyper meet, and thanks so much for hosting us. It was a great, great day. Jason Woods, haven't heard from this guy for a while, TSN 1260 in Edmonton, says, hello, Eric. Good to see strategy paying off for Mercedes late in that Hungarian Grand Prix F1 race, even if Hamilton didn't initially believe it was the correct call. Contest answer, by the way, and this was postmarked before I gave you the answer. So he's okay. The 310 horsepower in the WRX STI at 6,000 RPM. So he's in. Thank you, Jason, for that. He lives in Sherwood Park, Alberta, to be accurate. That's just outside of Edmonton. He listens early Saturday mornings on TSN 1260, Raceline Radio, on the air at 7 a.m. Jason, thank you so much for your loyal listening and for your entry. Alki Poulet or Poulias, I guess it is, and if I'm mispronouncing it, well, I'm shame on me. Sportsnet 590 The Fan in Toronto is where he lives, and or at least he listens to, lives nearby in Newmarket, Ontario, just north of the city. Says, hi, Eric. Answer to the Subaru trivia question, and this is postmarked again. Okay, 6,000 RPM, so he's in the brake drum for a chance to win the prize pack. Alki Poulias or Poulet, Newmarket, Ontario, says, I listen on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I love your program. It is a great show. Thank you so much, Alki, for that. Do appreciate that. Paul Anton, Dearborn Heights, Michigan, loyal listener, 8 a.m., better not be, Sunday nights, AM 800 CKLW. He lives across the river in Dearborn Heights in Michigan, so for him the trivia question would be the B or Z. Anyway, says, look forward to your great program every Sunday night on CKLW. My wife and I watched the NASCAR truck race from Eldora. Really nice to see Stuart Friesen finally win a truck race at the iconic Eldora Speedway, no less. What a turnaround for him, given the problems he had at Pocono. That's true. A true champion of the Eldora Dirt Derby. He goes on to say, I'm going to paraphrase it here because he's always very detailed in his notes, and that's good. He was saying that he's been at Eldora before, and he says he really thinks that the dust really gets in the way in terms of fan comfort, and also he thought it hampered the TV coverage of the race we saw that Stuart Friesen won at Eldora. Well, I can tell you this, with the kind of heat wave and the dryness and the weather that we've had, and it's not just in southern Ontario or anywhere else, it goes right across to the Midwest. They've had scorching temperatures and day after day, week after week with no rain. And I don't care what kind of clay it is, and there's all kinds of different clay, you know, Merrittville, Ransomville Speedways, where I'm located physically, the sandy clay at Ransomville doesn't compare at all with Merrittville. But the way it's been so dry, no matter how much water you put on it, darn it, it's going to be dusty. And it's just one of those things that happens when the weather gets this dry. The new trivia question you have to answer to qualify. 2019 Subaru BRZ. What do the initials BRZ stand for? Okay, another pit stop, please, Donna. Then I'm going to reconnect with Canada's Stuart Friesen after his truck series went at Eldora. This is Raceline presented by Subaru for the Element of Performance Handling. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe and do it this week anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Bobby Rahal, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, our 27th consecutive season on the air across this Dominion. We are the Raceline Radio Network. With six runner-up finishes over two seasons and the points lead most of this season, we all knew it was only a question of when Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Stuart Friesen would win his first NASCAR Truck Series race. Calling on his extensive experience and success in dirt modifieds and sprint cars, Stuart bagged that first truck victory on the storied clay at Eldora in Rossburg, Ohio, managed by fellow Canadian Roger Slack for owner Tony Stewart. To reflect on it all, we sat down with Stu during his Super Dirt Car Big Block Tour stop at a track his family once co-owned, Ransomville Speedway, Ransomville, New York, in News Talk 610 CKTV coverage. Longtime personal family friend, proud to welcome back Stuart Friesen on Raceline Radio.
Stu, how ironic is it that shortly after your first NASCAR Truck Series win at Eldora that you come back to the place where it all started in Ransomville Speedway with fans running down the driveway as the hauler pulls in here? And I mean, just how ironic is it for you to have that happen? It just happened to be the way it worked out.
Yeah, it's just, it's cool, you know. It's neat the way the schedule worked out, and still hitting as many Super Dirt Car Series races as we can, and that the series came back this week to Merrittville and Ransomville. It was a bummer we couldn't do Merrittville yesterday. We had some problems, but back at Ransomville where I grew up, and it's just nice to see a lot of friendly faces.
You really can come home again, even though Grandpa Stan, looking down, you know, Kurt Yule, his partner, you know, your entire family, some of them, Uncle Alex, those guys that are so big, the Summer Nationals, and you come back here. So you can come home again. And I know that that's important to you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of my first memories of being here at Ransomville was riding in the water truck with Kurt, packing with my grandfather, and you know, all the promoting that my Uncle Alex did. It's a little bit different now. Obviously, the old barn isn't back here in the pits. It's got a little...
There's some wrecked vehicles around, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It still looks close. You know, it's been awesome what the new management has done here with the facility, just, you know, breathing some new life into it. So it's all good.
The win at Eldora, you know, everyone was saying it's only a matter of time. It was on the clay, but you knew that win was coming, but you couldn't let that distract you, could you?
Competing in the truck series, you know, has been a dream come true for me, and sure. Competing on that level, you know, getting started and making starts to, you know, just being out there on the track to getting our, you know, alliance with GMS, everything that Chevrolet's done for us, it's been excellent. And, you know, then all of a sudden we're competing for top fives and, you know, on the cusp of a win, and we just, you know, kind of wrote the book on how to lose a race. We did everything possible we could to not win one. But finally, you know, on the dirt at Eldora, it was just pretty fitting that we got the first one there. We've been close, you know, last two years there. And, you know, it was just good. It was just good to get that monkey off our back, and hopefully we can keep rolling with the rest of the year now.
Absolutely. Stuart Friesen on Raceline Radio, first career NASCAR Truck Series win at Eldora Speedway. There were a few that said that the fuel gamble and going the full distance, first ever to do that at that race, on a full tank, on one tank basically, said it was eerily similar to some of your Syracuse Big Block wins. For those guys looking, it looked that way. Did it feel in your brain that way to you? You're driving the car.
Well, I knew we needed to get track position, you know, and Tripp Bruce, our crew chief, said, you know, right before the race, he just mentioned, he said, you know, if things play out right, we could go this whole distance, and there was a bunch of cautions in the first segment. The second segment is obviously ate up with a lot of cautions at the stage break, so we never raced a real lot of laps. I figured the tires would be a-okay, and we didn't burn much fuel, so tried to save right from the get-go, you know, shutting it down, letting it coast, and it worked out. You know, we got at that moment, I was just thinking track position. I knew we had a really, really good truck. We were good after five six lap runs.
Yeah.
And I needed to get some of those. So I said, well, if I'm the leader, I can kind of control the throttle, kind of control the pace. And we were able to do that through the last stage.
Yeah. I've asked you this before, to compare what it's like to drive on a clay track, a dirt track, with the sprint car, with a dirt modified, and with a truck. When you're out there doing it, is there a vast difference? I mean, you're going to obviously apply what you know about running a dirt modified, about running a sprint car, translate it to a vehicle that's a lot harder with different tires, or is there a lot of similarity when you're doing that, Stu?
As far as the vehicles themselves are, you know, vastly different, but when you're reading a dirt track and trying to get in the right lanes, mm-hmm. the lanes stay the same, the moisture and the grip is there, the cushion is the same. So I kind of knew where to be as far as bite. I knew where not to be, and the way the track played out and the way the race played out, the cushion got really, really good on the top of 3 and 4. It was a little technical and challenging in the mm-hmm. from 1 into 2, and you know, I'd watched the Kings Royal on the computer the couple weeks before, and watched sure. the lines they were running, and that's kind of the way it went. So yeah. That little bit of homework kind of paid off, and yeah, it's not a true dirt car, but they're getting pretty close. The guys are really doing good work with these trucks, and had a little help from my friends, and we're able to tune it up really good there.
Yeah, it all seemed to align. And I think that's one thing that a lot of race fans are not necessarily into dirt racing or know a lot about it, is the fact that the darn track can change and the line can change lap per lap, lap after lap. So, I mean, it's not just a question of, you know, hitting your points on an asphalt track, Stu. The idea of winning and getting on a dirt track and being successful is being able to figure out, if this line changes, where do I go where the grip is? It's not easy to do, is it?
No, it's not, and you know, I'm lucky to have a lot of dirt background, yeah. and that experience that from here in Ransomville and in Southern Ontario, Merrittville, and was able to apply out there. So yeah, it changes. You got to be ready to move when lines do change. And it stayed good. It was good up against the wall there, you know, almost all night, and yeah. that's where we hung out, and it paid off.
You said, let's go kick some ass on asphalt. Is it in the back of your mind saying, I've got one, it's on dirt? Are you going to relax a little more, if I can even use that word, when you grab that pavement win, Stu?
Oh, no. You know, we have a great race team, a very competitive race team. And then, you know, moving into the playoffs, there's obviously some NASCAR media that's going to take up some time next week. And then we go, you know, from Michigan into Bristol, into Canadian Tire Raceway. So it's going to be an action-packed month of August here.
But you were expecting that once you got that win, that some of the NASCAR demands are going to start to ramp up a bit. But you sort of gave me that look there. Has it been a little more than you expected? Because you're just at the thin end of this now.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, there's more stuff. You know, we made the chase last year and did the media day and that kind of stuff. So there's a little bit more. Being, you know, a Canadian, we're going to do a media tour up in Toronto the week of the Mossport. I call it Mossport. I'm a
24th or 26th.
Yeah, we'll be up there. So we'll be doing some media stuff in Toronto leading up to that. And it works out. I have I shouldn't tip it off, but we have a birthday party for my mother coming up that week too. So
nice.
It'll be a good time to be home.
It'll be nice. Yeah, absolutely. For Yvonne, you know, and Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, you go from the dirt of Eldora to one of the storied road courses. We saw Chase Elliott look pretty good on the road course, and there's a guy who does most of his stuff on an oval. Give us your thoughts on that. You know the history behind that place and what a challenge CTMP really can be.
Oh yeah, it's super challenging. I was lucky to get up there and do a Chevrolet track day with Ron Fellows last year before leading up to the race. Then having the experience in the race, and we have another track day scheduled leading up to it too. So we'll get to rip some Z06s around and have some fun and learn from one of the best. So last year was just kind of getting my feet wet and figuring out the shifting and shift points and how to do it. This year we'll be going on a little bit more of an attack mode up there. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, once you get out there, you say to yourself, boy, I wish I had some different tires, better tires, a little more grip, right?
Yeah, it's it's pretty wild. When we did the Corvette around the track, I asked Ron, you know, how much slower will the truck be going? And he goes, oh, no, the truck's going to be about 20 miles an hour faster in about, I think it was 3 or 4 seconds a lap faster than the Corvette. And I said, no way. Like, we were just doing 160 miles an hour up the Andretti backstretch in a Corvette. Yeah. And the truck's almost 180. And it's amazing how well they handled. I couldn't believe it. They'd be clumsy. I thought it would be, you know, tough and kind of
sliding all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't. They're dialed in, and it was a lot of fun.
And you bring it back to family as we get down to the end of our interview here. To see the P-Man Parker up there dancing on the truck, I mean, that just made everybody's heart melt. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, he's grabbing a hold of you during the interview, but that's one thing that the fans need to remember, that you guys are, you know, you put your pants on the same way we do, and you've got your family. To have the P-Man doing that was fabulous.
Oh, absolutely. He's, you know, 3.5 years old now, and he gets it. He knows when we win, he knows when we lose, and he loves going at racing, is how he calls it, and we love having him at racing. So it's a lot of fun when him and Jess are able to be there, and I just look forward to doing more racing with him.
Well, I'm a family friend who was there when you were born. I keep saying that. Very, very proud of what you accomplished at Eldora. Thank you so much for the time. Well done, son.
All right, thank you so much.
A very personable young Canadian shoe, one of a very few who can wheel both asphalt and dirt tracks in whatever machinery happens to be there. There's recent NASCAR Truck Series winner, Canada's own Stuart Friesen on Raceline Radio, a star already and a longtime friend. All right, Donna, let's assemble that final pit stop, and we're going to come on back for the last lap of next week's show lineup and a few more things. This is Raceline presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding WRX STI, 14-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Forrest. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, Raceline Across Canada on the good old Raceline Radio Network. White flag signaling, one more lap to go, so here's what we're setting up for you for next week. The bike fight came right down to the final races of the schedule at CTMP, and we're going to have more sound there for it with 2019 Canadian Superbike champion Ben Young, now that she's all done. Another super kid going to meet 20-year-old Jeff Kingsley, another rapidly rising Canadian star in the Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup Canada Series, plus more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Enormous Raceline thanks going out to Jason and Jamie Hathaway, Stuart Friesen, John Force and Fox Sports. Thanks to Supreme Commander Donna Pollard, good to have her back, and Josh Santos for production and operating excellence. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Subaru, confidence in motion. You can learn more at Subaru.ca. By the Subaru BRZ, the 2019 Raceline Radio Network Special Events Summer Cruiser. And by Continental Tire, for what you do. Talk to y'all again next week, and we'll do it right here on Raceline Radio.